Your Nakba started before mine, but mine is yet to end.
My Nakba.
أنا كان عمري 6 سنين لما نطلعنا وبعدين ما شفنا ما كنت عصرية الدنيا يعني هيك شيء إلا اللي واقف على
I was born in 1942. I was 6 years old when my family and I got expelled from our village Atjur. My village was warned by a soldier from the Egyptian army. He fired his gun from the top of the mosque and told us to leave because the Zionists were coming to attack us. My father stayed in the village while I ran away with my mother in the middle of the night. We escaped to the mountains. I was holding my brother's hand. He was only 4 years old. My mother was carrying my 2 other brothers in her arms. They were 2 years and 2 months old. I remember crying and calling my mom because my feet were hurting from the thorns. I didn't have any shoes on. We stayed in Halhul, near Hebron, for a while. My uncle rented a small room and we were 4 families staying there. After 2 days, a group of men went back to the village to get some belongings from the homes. There they met the Zionists, who asked them for the weapons of the Egyptian army. They said that we could come back to our village if we gave them the weapons, but the Egyptian soldiers took the weapons with them when they left. My father was arrested for 4 months because they said he was joining the fighters, but he was just a normal farmer. During his arrest, my uncle was responsible for us, and we moved from Halhul to Beit Sahur. Here we rented rooms until we ran out of money. After this, we went to Aida camp, where I have lived until today. If I had the opportunity to go back to my village, live in a cave and only have a fig tree and a cactus, I would not think twice.
والله من اليوم لا يقولوا هذا لا تترك كل هذه واروح اعيش في كهف في القلة واشوف قدام داري شجرة وقدام داري حبلة اكل منها اطعم منها كل صبر حبتين يعني
مواليد 1933 كنا عايشين في يعني كأخوة ما كان في لا نفرق بين يهودي ولا بين نصراني ولا بين مسلم.
My name is Abdulmajid Absour. I was 14 years old when I was expelled from my original village Beit Natif. Before 1948 there was a conflict between the British colonizer and the Zionist. After the British left, the Jewish took control. Then another army came. An Arab army composed by Egyptian and Jordanian soldiers mainly. One day, the Egyptian army came to my village and they warned us that the Jewish militia would come to attack us. We left the village in the middle of the night, quickly and scared. The older men stayed, but the woman and the children left. We went to the hills near Wad Fukin and stayed there for 10 days. During this time, some people went back to Beit Natif to check on the situation. After 10 days, we went back to the village. But then, a Jordanian army came and told us to leave again. So, we took all we had, clothes, cattle, and escaped again. This time, we went to another hill, a few kilometers away from Beit Lahem. We stayed there until someone told us the Red Cross was establishing camps for the refugees, putting up some basic tents. So we went there, and this is how I arrived to Aida. I am now 82 years old, and I am still in Aida refugee camp. Until this day, I have not lost my will to go back to my village, and I want the right to return.
وصار يبنوا احنا اي ظلينا لحد الان بقول انا يعني دخلت 82 بقول بدي ارجع على ارضي نرجع على ارضنا نرجع لها ان شاء الله
We will return. That is not a threat, not a wish, a hope or a dream, but a promise.